Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
UFC Fight Night, Santos versus Teixeira happened this past Saturday. Fun fight card in general. I was pretty distracted. It was the same day that how should I put this? Biden won the election. He's the new president-elect. So I was pretty much online seeing everybody celebrate. I myself kind of mentally was able to take a deep breath, even though we still have to live in a Trump America for a few more months, 70-something days, I think. So a lot of bad things can happen. A lot more people will be dying of COVID, but at least Biden and Harris won the election, and it was fun to see. It was heartwarming to see the celebrations going on, not only everywhere around the country, but also around the world, seeing people from Canada and the UK and other places sharing their happiness for the fact that Trump is no longer president. But that's not what this episode is about. This episode's about UFC and the fights. And like I said, they were good fights. I wasn't paying as much attention as I should have. Teixeira got an easy win, seemingly easy win. He was able to take Santos down and just ground and pound and eventually get the rear naked choke. I don't think much of it was spent on the feet, if I remember correctly. But a good win for Teixeira. We'll see. Now that Israel Adesanya is supposed to be fighting Błachowicz for the light heavyweight belt, I could see maybe Teixeira fighting somebody else in the meantime. Not exactly sure who, but I would love to see him get a shot at the belt. Maybe the Adesanya thing doesn't go through or something like that. Who knows? I don't think anything's been signed yet specifically for that fight. But good win for Teixeira. I didn't think he was gonna win necessarily. He's just got a lot of miles on the clock. At the same time, Santos is coming back from pretty much destroying himself in the John Jones fight. I mean, I think he had double knee surgeries and just tons of rehab, and like, which he didn't look like. It didn't look like that necessarily contributed to his loss, but more so that his weakness of being taken down and controlled on the ground was kind of, Teixeira was able to take advantage of that. And Teixeira is just, I mean, he has a lot of miles on the clock, but he's got the IQ, the fight IQ to an experience to have a good game plan. And he executed it, and it looked great. It looked great. Arlovsky won his fight via decision against Tanner Boser. It was an okay fight. One thing about the card in general that made me, it was just kind of annoying, is Dominic Cruz as commentator. He is by far the worst commentator, painful to listen to, very unprofessional when it comes to transitioning and handing it off to the other commentators. He sounds the way he, I mean, he's a brilliant MMA mind. Don't get me wrong. I think he's amazing, you know, after the fights, breaking down fights, kind of breaking down what people should do. I just think for calling live fights, he is horrible. He should be doing the Dana White Contender Series instead of Michael Bisping. Michael Bisping should be, like, he should be, Dominic Cruz should be on, like, the low-end fight cards, if at all. Like, if they're going to use him, if they have to use him, put him on the, he's just, I can't understand how, like, anybody in the production of the UFC can justify listening to him. I mean, like, he doesn't complete his sentences, right? He contradicts himself one sentence after the next. Like, he will say somebody's, like, his, like, the weight cut Like their cardio is amazing. Look at their cardio. And then the next second, the next sentence is like, oh, he looks so gassed. Look at that. Look, you can tell he's gassed now, because it's like, you just said his cardio looked amazing. That clearly that like there's so many examples of like how mind blowing it is to have to like listen to him speak. And I'm not doing a much better job now, but I'm also not employed by the UFC to call fights live on air. I don't understand how the production of the UFC can justify it. Maybe they just don't listen to him. He's just horrible. There was like a moment in this fight where he had to hand it off to Anik, who was going to interview the fighter. And it was just like, it was literally kind of the most unprofessional, like just janky, amateur, like I don't know, like I can't imagine that Dominic Cruz even attempts to practice or get better at doing it, because it doesn't seem like he has gotten better. And it's clear he knows how to learn new skills, right? But he, as far as commentating live, he is just, it's painful. It's painful. So watching the fights, I was constantly like annoyed by having to listen to his mouth move. Meanwhile, John Anik is like the pro of pros. Like he could, I'd rather listen to John Anik just do the whole fight himself. Just even though he may not know the specific moves and things like that. I prefer listening to a professional do his job than somebody who's like pretending to be a professional. But Arlovsky got a decision that I didn't necessarily agree with. I thought Tanner won it. Tanner Boser, I thought he won it. Wasn't a particularly fun fight in general. I wasn't like, it didn't feel like a robbery. I could see it going either way. But I didn't see Arlovsky really doing much. I didn't agree. Claudia Gadelha lost, thankfully. It was a fight that reminded me a lot of her win over she's doing a bunch of desk work now. I can't think of her name. What's her name? But Yan Zhao Nan got a good win. Just overall great skill. And Angela Hill. Claudia Gadelha should have had a loss against Angela Hill. This fight reminded me a lot of that, where Angela Hill just beat up and was able to bust up Gadelha. Her face was busted up. She outstruck her. This one, Zhao Nan, also had some good grappling. But yeah, it's going to a decision. It was like I was almost expecting Gadelha to get another decision based on a poor performance. But yeah, overall, it was a fun night of fights. But I was kind of unplugged from it mentally because of the good news that Trump lost the election. So next week is another fight night. Not a whole lot of names sticking out as far as who. Oh yeah, and the past fight, Darren Elkins got a good win too. I love seeing Darren Elkins. He was like, there's moments where he was losing that fight, just like losing on the stand up, but his grimy, grindy style just it paid off and pays off constantly. But next week we get to see the guy that everybody's hyping up, which I'm still not convinced of. Islam Makhachev is fighting Rafael Dos Anjos. It's like they're planning this guy's fights like multiple fights in the future. Like this fight was scheduled before his last victory, and I completely forgot that this fight was even happening because they keep talking about who's he going to fight next? Who's he going to fight next? And he's supposed to be fighting, assuming he beats Dos Anjos, he's supposed to be fighting the UK dude that's kind of getting screwed over for the belt. But this is a lightweight fight. Which is that other one a lightweight fight? I don't think so. But yeah, we'll see how Islam looks against. This will be like, I would say, the most legitimate test for him, because you know Dos Anjos is, you know, he's been the upper echelon of the division for a long time. So I think it'll be a legitimate test to see if Makhachev can get it. And Dos Anjos is great on the ground. So, you know, we'll see, just a well-rounded fighter overall. So we'll see if Makhachev has the ease of victory that he's had in the past. But yeah, so other than that, nobody really. Eric Anders versus Antonio Arroyo, that one looks good. Ashley Yoder is back in the prelims. Ronda Marcos versus Kanako Murata. Luis Smolka, which I'm kind of surprised. I can't remember the last time he's won. But yeah, that's next week. Another fight night from the Apex before pay-per-view, which I'm looking forward to the pay-per-view. But hopefully next week's card, I'll be able to focus, and it'll be a great night of fights. Looking forward to that. Then make sure you support our sponsor, Amazon Prime. Get yourself 30 days free of Amazon Prime. It's the service that keeps on giving, whether you want to stream movies, TV shows with Amazon Prime, all the movies and TV shows that are available there, or you want to borrow Kindle books. Maybe you're into reading. Borrow some Kindle books. Get your read on. Or let's say you like music. You can listen to unlimited music with Amazon Music. All through the Prime service, get your 30 days free of Amazon Prime, signing up now through my link, inspireddisorder.com/prime, and of course, you get your free two-day shipping, along with all of the other benefits, inspireddisorder.com/prime. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com and follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!